there's no need to adjust the color on your screens, I am actually wearing a strange color. It's pink. All right, now the technical liturgical term is rose, but let's be real, it's pretty pink. So that signifies that something is not normal about today, even in these very abnormal days. Today is the fourth Sunday of Lent, called Laetare Sunday. Laetare is a Latin term. It's an imperative command. It means rejoice. Rejoice, a command to rejoice on this Sunday in 2020, to rejoice. Commanded to rejoice in these days of all days. Yes. But maybe we need to make some distinctions first. A distinction needs to be made that sets joy apart from happiness and certainly also sets happiness apart from pleasure. So, a great teacher of the faith, Peter Kreeft, out at Boston College, he once wrote, "Pleasure is in the body, happiness is in the mind and feelings, joy is deep in the heart, the spirit, the center of the self. The way to pleasure is power and prudence. The way to happiness is moral goodness. The way to joy is sanctity." Sanctity, brothers and sisters, holiness leads to joy. It's what we were made for, hardwired for. And joy is deep enough and wide enough and exists in such a place in our souls that it can exist alongside concern and even sorrow. And if anyone's not feeling both concern and sorrow in these days, you should check your humanity. But joy can exist alongside those things. Joy always takes us outside of ourselves. So in these days where worry and fear can lead us to close in on ourselves, the church commands us to rejoice, to leave ourselves, to go beyond ourselves. Where should we go to find joy? In others, in the church herself, and then of course and most fundamentally in the Lord. So rejoicing in each other. Hopefully in these strange and unusual days, you've been able to find joy by reconnecting at a deeper level with some people in your life. It could be a strange outcome of this virus scare. In my own life, my mom has been absolutely courageous and hilarious. Courageous because she's 84 and she's doing all the right moves and she's not afraid. She's careful, but she's not afraid, and her faith is very strong and good. But she's also been hilarious. So she's kind of figured out how to do selfies on her iPhone. And I only say kind of, because I think what's actually happening is she knows how to take a picture pointing this way, and I think she's just turned her phone around and like tapped it with her hand like this to take a picture of herself the other way. So she sent me a great picture of her dressed all in green on St. Patrick's Day. And I love that. She's great. She's also passed on some brilliant internet things. So she sent me a text of a picture of a t-shirt that said, "Honestly, I had never planned on giving up this much for Lent." And great stuff there. And then today, I called her. I said, "Mom, how you doing?" She said, "I'm good. I got up this morning. I got all dressed up like I was going to Mass. I got on all my Sunday clothes. I put earrings in. I got all set up. And then I sat down and I went to Mass at 6 a.m. 6 a.m. There's so many Masses on TV right now. She chose the 6 a.m. Mass. She wanted the first thing to do on her Sunday to be Mass. And then she told me, she's like, "I didn't even leave after communion. I didn't leave early. I stayed through the whole thing," as if she had anywhere else to go. So that's my mom. People are doing creative, joyful things to help one another in this time of fear and worry. And we should take joy in that. We should rejoice in what we see in other people. And then, of course, how could you not take joy and rejoice in the profound selflessness that so many people are showing right now to each other? People giving of their livelihood, restaurants staying open, giving food to the poor and those who can't feed themselves, taking care of the kids at school who depend on school to get lunches. Beautiful gifts of selflessness. We should rejoice in that. And how could you not open your heart wide in joy and gratitude to the people on the front lines who are taking care of the sick, to so many doctors and nurses who have been pouring themselves out day after day? And this Mass will have them as a specific intention to strengthen their spirits and to keep them going as they care and love for those most in need. Maybe that's part of what this virus scare can do, is remind us what a gift it is to be together and help us appreciate that blessing in each other. So we rejoice in other people. We rejoice in the church. We rejoice in the church. So long before the internet, before Zoom, before FaceTime, the Lord fashioned a way to connect us to one another across space, continents, languages, cultures, even across time. St. Paul in 1 Corinthians 12 says, "As a body is one, though it has many parts, and all the parts of the body, though many, are one, so also Christ. For in one spirit we were all baptized into one body. And now you are Christ's body and individually parts of it." See, our connection in and through the mystical body of the church is profound and real. And I know it's been difficult for many of you not to attend Mass today. Listen, may we never, ever in the future take the gift of receiving our Lord in the Eucharist for granted. Never again. However, this time of distance from going to Mass and attending in person helps us understand some truths. Because in Christ and through the sacraments that he gave to his church, we're always united. And that's why this Mass and every Mass being celebrated in the world in this time radiates grace to the entire Christian people, to you who can't be here physically. You're united with what happens on that altar in just a few moments. And that's why after the consecration, I'll lead you into spiritual communion, asking that the Lord enter your souls just as he would were you here physically present to receive him in the Eucharist. Remember, God is not bound by his sacraments. And so the gift of that communion with Jesus will be real. You are not alone. And the church is with you in and through the sacraments. Know that and believe that. Rejoice in that. Rejoice in being a part of the church. Finally, and most profoundly, we rejoice in the Lord. He is the real cause of our joy. St. Paul says it perfectly in Philippians 4. He says, "Rejoice in the Lord always. I say it again, rejoice. The Lord is near. Have no anxiety at all, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, make your requests known to God. And then the peace of God that surpasses all understanding will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus." Rejoice in the Lord always, because he is near. And that is why we can be people of joy even in the midst of trial and struggle. He is near. He draws close to us, not just in the good moments of our lives, but in the difficult ones, especially in the difficult ones. He is near. In God's providence, we have the famous Psalm 23 for this Mass. What a gift. Almost all of us are familiar with it, but I wonder how many of us ever really pray Psalm 23. I have a challenge for you this week. Take some time. You have time. You have time. Take some time and pray Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd. There is nothing I lack. In green pastures, he makes me lie down. To still waters, he leads me. He restores my soul. He guides me along right paths for the sake of his name. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff comfort me. You set a table before me in front of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Indeed, goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. The Lord is with us. We will have to walk through the valley of the shadow of death as a human family. We will have to do that walk. We are doing that walk. But the Lord is with us, and that makes all the difference. We lack nothing because we have everything in him. And that, my friends, is cause for great joy. St. Paul reminds us, rejoice in the Lord always. Always. I say it again, rejoice. The Lord is near. Brothers and sisters, in Jesus, in him, in his church, and then in each other. Find your joy in these days and share it with the whole world.